الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world as a place of cause and effect. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person wants to achieve any outcome or result, he wants to see any consequence, then he adopts the appropriate means. And generally it is the system of Allah that through adopting this means, he will find the outcome that he wants. A person is thirsty. If he wants to alleviate his thirst, he will drink some water. And through drinking the water, generally he will find that his thirst will be quenched. Likewise, if he is hungry, he will eat food. And if he is exhausted and tired, he is overcome by fatigue, he will rest and sleep. And after resting for some time, he will awaken and find himself refreshed and re-energized. But we find that just as the system of cause and effect is found in the physical outward world, there is also a system of cause and effect in the spiritual world. And this entire system can be encapsulated by saying every action has a reaction. If a person leads a life of piety and righteousness, he treads on the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He tries to please Allah Ta'ala at all times and refrain from sins at all times. Then generally Allah Ta'ala will give this person a very good, happy, peaceful and prosperous life. Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an Majid, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Whichever person, be it male or female, brings iman and thereafter he leads a life of righteousness and piety, it is the promise of Allah, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah Ta'ala says, we will most definitely and most certainly give him a very good life. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala says, in akhirat as well, they also we will reward him. So a person will get the best of both worlds. On the contrary, if a person leads a life where he is constantly sinning and disobeying Allah Ta'ala and transgressing the bounds of Shariat, all the time he is displeasing Allah, then this person is inviting the azab of Allah, he is inviting punishment, he is inviting difficulties and problems into his life. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an Majid, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ. Any calamity or difficulty that befalls you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. It is the result of those actions which your own hands have earned. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَعْفُ عَن كَثِيرٍ. Even then Allah Ta'ala overlooks so much. In other words, Allah Ta'ala does not take us to task for every sin that we commit. If Allah Ta'ala had to do that, there'd be nothing left of us. Allah Ta'ala overlooks so much. But those difficulties that we find, those problems that we find, then generally it is a result of our evil actions. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained the relationship and the link between certain sins and certain devastating consequences and punishments of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ. Whenever immorality and shamelessness becomes apparent, it becomes rife, it becomes common among a people. Now you find there's no haya. Boyfriend, girlfriend is common. A boy will not even feel embarrassed and ashamed to tell his mother that this is my girlfriend and bring her to the house. The mother and father know about it, they don't even bat an eyelid. This is the level and degree of behaya'i in immorality and shamelessness that is found. The girl will dress so in such a lewd and shameless manner. She won't feel shy to go out of the house like that. She won't worry who sees me, who says what. Not afraid of Allah, not afraid of anybody. And zina becomes rife and common, left, right and center. Everybody is involved in some way or another. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you find immorality becoming rife to this degree, then what will be the consequence and the punishment that Allah Ta'ala will send? Illa fashafihim at-ta'un wal ujaa allati lam takun madat fi aslafihim alladhina madaw. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then you will find the outbreak of such plagues, epidemics and sicknesses that were never found in the centuries that passed before. New sicknesses and viruses will become rife and apparent. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, lam yanqusul mikyala wal mizan. When people decrease in weight and measure, in other words, fraudulent, dishonest business practices. People are cheating in business, they're robbing people blind, they're stealing. Dishonesty, fraud is the order of the day. Then what is the result of this? Three punishments. Three punishments will result from this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, illa ukhidhu bisinin. Number one, drought. Drought and famine will afflict the people. Number two, wa shiddatil ma'una. Difficulty in earning livelihood. A person will slog from morning till night, from night till morning. He'll toil 7 days a week and still he's struggling to make ends meet. No barakat at all in his life. He can't understand why things are not working out. Difficulty in earning livelihood because of fraudulent business practices. And wa jawri sultani alayhim. And oppressive rulers will be given power over them. Rulers will take more and more and give less and less. Rulers will have absolutely no mercy in their hearts for the people. They will rather use the people like their own milking cows and just milk the people dry. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَمْ يَمْنَعُوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ إِلَّا مُنِعُ الْقَطْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَلَوْلَ الْبَهَائِمْ لَمْ يُنْطَرُوا. When people withhold their zakat, they do not discharge their zakat correctly, then what is the result of this? The result is that the rain is withheld in the sky. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if he does not for those innocent animals roaming about in the wilderness, not a single rain, a drop of rain would fall from the sky. Hazrat Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayh, the famous commentator of hadith, he explains that because of the sins of these people, rain is withheld from everybody. To such an extent that the innocent animals also are made to suffer. He said, then these animals make baddua for these people. We find examples in the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a person sets out in the path of acquiring the knowledge of deen, then all the creation, until even the fish in the sea, make dua for this person. Here we find the opposite. Because of these people who are causing the azab of Allah to befall everybody, now even the animals are cursing this people. It is mentioned in one hadith that a janazah passed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And on observing this bier, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this person is either one who is gaining relief, or he is one from whom relief is being gained. So hearing this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum inquired, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is the meaning of this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if he is a pious person, then through passing away he is going to Jannat, and he is gaining relief from the difficulties and torments of this world. So he is gaining relief. But if on the contrary, if he is a sinful person, then through his demise and his absence and his departure from this world, all the people in the world, until even the trees and the animals, they are gaining relief from him. They are saying good riddance, so as to say to bad rubbish. He is going, we can all now enjoy his absence. When he was here, we all suffered. On one occasion, the blessed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Anahliku wa fina salihun? Is it possible for us to be destroyed, even though there are pious people among us?" In other words, through the sins of those, there are sinful people in the community and is also pious. But will the pious also be destroyed when those people, when they continue to sin? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Na'am, idha kathura al-khabath." When the sin and the shamelessness and the immorality surpasses all bounds, when it exceeds all limits, then yes. In other words, when that azab of Allah comes, everybody is going to catch it. On the day of Qiyamah, they will be separated. The pious will be separated and the sinful will be separated on the day of Qiyamah. But when that azab comes in the dunya, then everybody will be made to suffer. Whether it is a flood, whether it is an earthquake, we find everybody suffers and everybody is afflicted by the calamity. It is said that in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, there was a very, very severe drought that afflicted the people. So they came and they begged Nabi Musa alayhi salam, "Oh Nabi Musa, You are that Nabi who converses directly with Allah. Please speak to Allah and beg Allah to send rain for us. Nabi Musa alayhi salam took 70,000 people of the Banu Israel and he went out to make Salatul Istisqa. And he's begging Allah in dua. Oh Allah, they are the old among us whose backs are bent. Oh Allah, they're small, innocent young children here. Oh Allah, have mercy on the people and send the rain. And Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi Musa alayhi salam that, oh Musa, there is one person in your congregation who has been at war with me for 40 years, carrying out sin after sin after sin, relentless in his sinning, completely obstinate in his ways, just does not want to change his ways. It is because of him that I'm withholding the rain. You announce and tell the people that if this person wakes up and leaves, I will send the rain. Nabi Musa alayhi salam makes the announcement. When this person hears the announcement, he knows I am the guilty culprit. Today what happens is generally we hear anything, we say, hey, I hope this person is listening, you know, he needs to hear this bayan, it's for him. Whereas we're supposed to think, this is for me. I am the worst person of all the people. Anyway, this person hears, and he's thinking to himself, if I have to wake up and leave, everybody will know that I am the guilty person. You know, Mary Ruswai Hogi, I'll be disgraced in front of everybody. So then he turns to Allah Ta'ala in Tawbah and Istighfar. He begs Allah, oh Allah, forgive me. Whatever I have done, oh Allah, you overlook. You make me maaf. And suddenly, whereas the sky before that was completely devoid of clouds, in a few moments the clouds congregate and rain begins to fall. Nabi Musa alayhi salam is surprised. He asks Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, what happened? Nobody left the gathering. Allah Ta'ala says, oh Nabi Musa, because of that same person I sent the rain, because he made tawbah and istighfar. Nabi Musa alayhi salam asks Allah that, oh Allah, who is this person? Tell me, who is this person? Allah Ta'ala says, oh Musa, when he was committing so many sins, I kept his izzat and I did not expose him. Now when he's turned to me in istighfar and tawbah, how can I expose him? So you find this is the result of committing sins. And people commit so many sins in their life. Now we find that difficult conditions befall the people, afflict the people in different forms, whether it is drought, whether it is the lack of safety, the rise in the levels of crime, unemployment, all of this is the result of these sins. Now another problem people have in their lives, one is people are afraid of calamities, people are afraid of floods, people are afraid of rioting and looting. Another problem that people have in their lives is the fear for livelihood. Everybody is afraid, my money at the end of the month, I must have enough money, because everybody has bills to pay. If a person doesn't have rent to pay, then he has rates to pay. He has to pay for his lights and water, he has to pay school fees, he has to buy groceries, so many things he has to do. And now when we're looking for money, people do different things. Some people got a business, they feel the money is not there, I need to open a second business. Or I need to do more advertising. Or I need to start a new line, I need to go on social media. This is how I'm going to get more money. But in the Quran Majeed, Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالرَّزَّاقُ. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives that rosy. اللَّهُ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah Ta'ala expands rosy for whoever He wishes, and for whoever Allah wishes, He also makes the rosy less. He said that Nabi Musa alayhi salam once, he wanted to know how Allah Ta'ala grants rosy to the creation. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, take your stick and strike this rock. Nabi Musa alayhi salam strikes the rock, it splits open, and inside he found it was another rock. Then he strikes that rock, it splits open, there's a third rock. Then he strikes the third rock, and inside he finds there's a small insect. And it has its rosy, it has its food in its mouth. In other words, encapsulated and sealed within three layers of impenetrable rock, there that creature has its rosy. Who gave that creature its rosy? Allah gave it. And that creature is saying something, and Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi Musa alayhi salam the ability to hear its speech. That insect is saying, Subhana may yarani, wa ya'rifu makani, wa yasma'u kalami, wa yadhkuruni, wa la yansani. How pure is that Allah, who knows where I am, He can hear what I am saying, He sees me wherever I may be, and He always remembers me, He never forgets me. So when it comes to getting our rosy, then what we need to know is there are two things that are very, very important. The first is staying away from sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the hadith, إِنَّ الْعَبْدِ لَا يُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقِ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُهُ. A person is deprived of his sustenance because of the sins that he commits. A person commits guna, he finds a barakat in the rosy, he just goes away. Before he was making comfortably to the end of the month, now halfway through the month, he finds, I don't know where the money is gone. He can earn more and more money, but there's just no barakat. Nothing is working out for him. So in the Quran Majeed, Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If you have taqwa, Allah will give you a way out of every problem. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah Ta'ala will give you your rozi from avenues where you can't even imagine. A person will receive his rozi from avenues where he can't even imagine. It's mentioned that there was a very great alim of Syria from the land of Aleppo, known as Halab. Sheikh Ibrahim bin Muhammad al-Hilali, rahmatullahi alayh. And he left the land of Halab when he was a young man. He came to Egypt to acquire the knowledge of deen and become an alim. He spent approximately 22 years in Egypt before he returned to Halab. It is said that while he was in Egypt studying in Al-Azhar, a few days passed, approximately 3 days passed, where he had absolutely no food to eat. He had nothing. Now he was so hungry, beset with starvation, the pangs of hunger eating away at him. He didn't know what to do. He came out from the madrasa and he's thinking to himself, let me walk around, maybe somewhere, somehow Allah Ta'ala will send something for me. So he's walking, until he comes to a house with a very, very big door. And when he saw the big door, he knew that this must be a house of a very wealthy person. This reminds me, when I was in Namzinto, then Hazrat Chotamota Rahmatullahi Ali told us, and Hazrat Chotamota Rahmatullahi Ali, he was the printer of the Ta'limul Haqq Kitabs. Allah Ta'ala gave acceptance. Allah Ta'ala granted him the highest stages of Jannat as well. So in order to get funds for the madrasa, he used to paint. And Allah Ta'ala blessed him in painting. He was a very talented artist. Then he used to take his paintings and sell them. Whatever money he got, he used to use it to run the madrasa. So he told us one day, he said, when I would go around to sell my paintings, I would go door to door. He said, how would I know which door to knock on? He said, I look for a very big door. Then in his casual language, speaking to students, he said, I don't know if it's a big door, there's a Lani living inside. So there, I can sell my painting, I can get some money for the madrasa. So nevertheless, this alim, he sees a big door, and he goes forward, and the door is open, and he sees this house inside, there's a kitchen, and there's food spread out all over in the kitchen. Now imagine, he hasn't eaten for 3 days. So he goes inside and he approaches the table filled with food, the most lavish of meals. And he's about to put some food in his mouth when he thinks, you know what, Allah is watching me and this food doesn't belong to me. I can't eat this food. So he puts the food down. As he puts the food down, the growl comes in his stomach. He picks it up again. And now he's in this catch-22. He doesn't know, must I eat or not eat? Finally, he puts the food down and he leaves. He doesn't eat anything. What he didn't realize, the owner of the house all this while was watching him. Someone came in my house, looking at my food, picks up, puts down, picks up, puts down, then he walks out. And now the owner of that home is intrigued. He wants to know, what happened here? Who is this person? What was he doing? So he follows him, he comes to the madrasa, and then he speaks to the boy, and he says, what happened? He says, I am so hungry, 2-3 days, I didn't have anything to eat. I wanted to eat, but I was afraid Allah is watching me. That is why I didn't eat anything. This man was a very, very wealthy man. He was so touched and affected by the piety of this youngster. There and then he got him married to his daughter. So the ulama explain, when a person leaves out something haram to please Allah, Allah will give him better than what he left out. He left out that haram food. Allah Ta'ala gave him the whole house with the daughter. He got the food and he got the daughter of the house and he became a member of that household. That is how Allah Ta'ala treats people when they leave out haram to please Him. So the first thing is taqwa, leaving out sins. The second thing to get ease and barakat in the livelihood is holding on to salah. Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your family to be steadfast on salah. وَاسْتَقِمْ عَلَيْهَا. And you yourself, you must be steadfast on salah. What happens today? You find there's a hifz class. And young boys are coming fajr time to the hifz class. But the mother is dropping them off, the father is sleeping at home. Sometimes you find these young boys are there in a masjid, father's at home. You ask sometimes, it's a big boy, 16, 17, why are you not coming for fajr? No, my father's not bringing me. So the father needs to first of all bring deen in his life. Then he will find that his children will follow suit, salah, and all the good qualities will come in their life. Today we find the opposite. The father will tell the son, my son, don't you dare ever smoke. If you smoke, I'll give you 1 clout. And then 2 minutes later, he'll tell his son, bring the ashtray. Now the son is thinking, what kind of double standards are these? then obviously he won't respect that father. You'll think, my father, he doesn't walk what he's saying. You know, he's saying one thing, but he's doing something else. So Allah Ta'ala tells us, make sure your family are steadfast on salah, and you yourself be steadfast on salah. Immediately after that, what does Allah Ta'ala say? La nas'aluka rizqa nahnu narzuquk. We don't ask you for rozi, we give you the rozi. Now look at this, two diverse topics. Allah Ta'ala talks about salah, then suddenly in the next breath, Allah Ta'ala is saying, we don't ask you for rozi, we give you the rozi. So what's the link? Hafiz Ibn Kasir rahmatullahi alayhi explains and says, the link is obvious. Bring salah in your life and Allah Ta'ala will give you the rozi. You put salah correct in your life, Allah will give you that rozi. And we find the unfortunate thing is today we do the opposite. We think if I close my shop and go for salah, I'm going to lose out business. My money is going to become less. If I close my shop, I'm going to lose money. So the person doesn't go for salah, he stays in that shop. He doesn't realize what he's doing actually is he's losing out the barakat. I remember a few years ago, I went to one shop. So the person got talking to me and he tells me, Molana, you know, Allah Ta'ala showed me something. This person has a shoe shop in a mall. And normally in a mall, to close the shop for any amount of time is difficult. He says, but you know what, I closed my shop and I went for the Zuhr Salah. I said, never mind, whatever it is, I'll close and I'll go for my Salah. He said, when I came back, there was a man waiting outside my shop for me. Then he takes out a receipt and he shows me the receipt. This man bought shoes for 12,000 rand. He said, Allah Ta'ala showed me, you go for namaz, I will send the customer, I will make the customer wait outside your shop. Today we have gone on an extreme. We think if I don't have my trick, I'm going to be hungry. If I don't have a degree, I'm going to be hungry. If I don't go to the bank, I'm going to be hungry. We don't realize Allah is the one who gives. We are not saying don't get an education. Get an education by all means, but the iman must not be in the education. I know personally so many people, highly, highly qualified, but they can't find work. They have the degree, but they can't find work. And then you find people running, not businesses, running empires. You ask the man, how much of school you did? I did till standard 2. I did till standard 3. And Allah Ta'ala gave him so much. I know there in the Eastern Cape where I come from in Queenstown, so many cases Allah showed. One man has got 3 fabric shops, 2 or 3 fabric shops. He's got 2 or 3 cars. Allah Ta'ala opened what rozi for him. He himself says, I came in this country, I had $100 in my pocket, that's all I had. Nothing else I had in the whole world. Another man, Allah Ta'ala gave him a furniture factory. He sponsors so much to the masjid, he's feeding so many people. One Darul Uloom, once a month he feeds the whole Darul Uloom. He brought his whole family from Pakistan. He gave them houses, everything. He came in the country. He himself says, I had one suitcase of clothes. I had nothing else. That's all I had. One suitcase of clothes. Allah gave him everything. So if we want Allah Ta'ala to look after us, we must look after Allah's deen. When the problems come, what we do? We're running to the bank. Or we're cheating, fraud, doing this person down, doing that person down. No. Inna rahmatallah. Inna fadl Allah la yanalu bi ma'siyatillah. Rasulullah SAW explained the hadith, you want Allah's mercy, you want barakat from Allah, you won't get it through committing sins. So the second thing, very, very important for our rozi, is salah and piety. The third place where people have problems in their life is breakdowns in relationships. The father is only complaining, my son is disobedient, don't listen to me. And the husband is complaining, my wife is like this and like that. And the wife is complaining, my husband is like this. And the children are complaining, our father is like this. And the person is complaining, my neighbor is rotten. And the person is complaining, my boss, he's a nonsense. And the boss is complaining, this worker is... I remember one boss was complaining, he said, my worker is so lazy. If he could help it, he'd breathe through only one nostril. So everybody got problems with the next person. People can't see eye to eye, no understanding. There's just disunity, unhappiness everywhere. So but the root cause for this problem is what? Our relationship with Allah is broken, so our relationship with everybody else is broken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in a hadith that when Allah loves a person, why? Because he's a good, pious person. Allah tells Jibreel alayhi salam, O Jibreel, I love him, you must love him. Then Jibreel alayhi salam announces to all the malaika in the heavens that Allah loves this person, everybody must love him. The hadith says, ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Thereafter, love for this person is placed in the hearts of all the people in the earth. Meaning all the pious, righteous, good people, all of them naturally love him. That's why you find the Buzrugani Deen, the Awliyaullah, the pious friends of Allah. You find people flocking to them like bees flocking to honey. Sometimes a person is a celebrity, so people run behind them. Sometimes a person is rich, people run behind them. A person is popular, people run behind. This Buzruk is old, he's not even good looking, he's poor, he got no money. Sometimes he can't even speak correctly. His English is broken, but people are running behind him. Everybody's ready. Hazrat, what you need, anything you need, I'll do for you. Where that love came in their hearts, Allah put that love in their hearts. Why? Allah loves him, so everybody will love him. That is why it is mentioned when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Medina Munawwara on the occasion of Hijrat. It was a Friday and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the Jumu'ah. And in that khutbah, one of the advices Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave was what? He said, if you fix your relationship with Allah, Allah will fix your relationship with the people. So if people have problems in their marriages and problems everywhere, the first thing we need to see is, do I have problems in my relationship with Allah? Let me first fix my relationship with Allah, then Allah will fix my relationship with everybody. Inshallah, then understanding will come in the hearts. Hazrat Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi alayh, what a great muhaddis, what a great wali of Allah he was. He said, if ever I displease Allah, immediately I see the ill effects of it in the conduct of my animal. In other words, you got an animal, he's riding every day. You make the animal go right, it goes right. You make it go left, it goes left. You tell the animal sit, it sits. He says, if I displease Allah, my animal then becomes rebellious, don't want to listen to me. I don't listen to Allah, my animal won't listen to me. So these are three avenues of problems we discussed. One is calamities. Another is difficulty in livelihood. The third is breakdown in relationships. But before we go further, it is important for us to know that every person with a difficulty in his life, that difficulty doesn't have to be because of sins. The Anbiya of Allah Ta'ala, they also had difficulties in their lives. But that was not because of sins. The Anbiya never committed any sins. So if we see any person with difficulty in his life, we must think good of him. We must not think, you know why he had this problem. You know why his car got stolen. Yeah, because he's doing all these wrong things. We must think good of the next person. But in our own lives, we must think ill of ourselves. But how does a person know whether this difficulty is azab from Allah or it is a means of his progressing? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلَهِ. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala decrees that you must have a very high rank in Jannat. Allah wants you to have a very high rank in Jannat. But the problem is, لَمْ يَبْلُغْهَا بِعَمَلِهِ. Your actions are insufficient to get you there. You can't reach it through your actions. Allah Ta'ala wants to give you this upgrade, but you're not eligible for it. You're not earning it. إِبْتَلَاهُ اللَّهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ أَوْ فِي مَالِهِ أَوْ فِي وَلَدِهِ. Allah Ta'ala will send a test. Sometimes in your body, you get sick. Sometimes in your money, robbery, you lose your money, or business goes down. أَوْ فِي وَلَدِهِ. Sometimes your child gets sick, or you lose a child. And then, this is the main part. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّ صَبَّرَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Allah Ta'ala gives him tawfiq to make sabr. Hazrat Thami rahmatullahi alayhi explained, when a person is going through difficulty, if he has tawfiq to make sabr, whatever the difficulty, he is happy with Allah. He is not complaining, why me? So many people, why me this had to happen? Allah couldn't find someone else, na'uzubillah. No, he is still happy with Allah. And he is still doing what Allah wants, he is not doing haram. We explained, a person got financial difficulty, what he does, then he goes and gets involved in interest. That means he didn't make sabr. Sabr means he will wait for the halal avenue to open. Then this is not an azab for him. This is a means of his progress. This is a blessing in disguise. But on the contrary, if this person doesn't make sabr, then this is azab for him. So this is important to note that every difficulty is not azab from Allah. Sometimes difficulties are there to make a person escalate in akhirat. Anyway, the worst and most severe calamity that is caused through sinning. As we said, sometimes you sin, problems in livelihood, sometimes calamities, sometimes breakdown in relationships. But when a person commits sins, then the worst calamity that ever can befall him is what? He becomes maslub ut-tawfiq. What this means, because he commits sins all the time, he loses the tawfiq to carry out good actions. See, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained in the hadith that when a person commits a sin, nukitat fi qalbihi nuktatan sawda, a black spot is placed on his heart. If this person taba, if he makes toba and naza'a wa staghfara, and he stops committing that sin, then suqila qalbu, his heart is polished clean and the black spot is removed. But if this person carries on committing that sin, then more and more black spots are placed on that heart, until that heart is completely engulfed and encompassed, enveloped in darkness. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in Surah Mutaffifin. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. The sins people have committed completely covered their hearts. Now what happens is that heart becomes very hard. Now, a person can get any reminder, he doesn't listen to anything. In other words, his receptiveness to deen is switched off. Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran, the system Allah Ta'ala followed with the previous ummats. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ. The ummats that came before, we sent anbiya to them also. The anbiya spoke to them, they didn't listen. Now sometimes you have to give a person a wake-up call. A person has a wake-up call, then he comes right, his brain's open. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّىٰ. Then we seize them with difficulty and hardship. Why? Wake-up call. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. So that they can turn to Allah in humility, they can come right. But those people, they didn't pay heed to the reminder of Allah. A person goes down the road of sin, Allah Ta'ala will send him reminders, because Allah loves his servant, Allah loves his banda. Sometimes a car accident, the person thinks, hey, I almost lost my life, you know, I can go at any moment, let me fix my life. Sometimes a person's brother can pass away. Sometimes a person can become very, very sick, he's on the verge of death. He thinks to himself, you know what, life is temporary, I better make tawbah and fix my life. These are reminders from Allah. If a person takes heed of the reminder, then alhamdulillah. But those ummats of the past, they didn't. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. If only they took heed. وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says their hearts were too hard. The jamaat can knock on the door, they're not interested. The father can speak to his son, son, please, this is not good for you. Those friends are not good company for you. My son, please, come with me to the masjid. But nothing can penetrate that hard heart. It's like a rock, completely impenetrable. So those ummats of the past, first Allah Ta'ala sent them wake-up calls, punishments, drought and famine and this and that. They didn't take heed. Then Allah Ta'ala sent a new type of azab to them. What was this new azab? Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Now this is very important for us to take note of what Allah Ta'ala is saying here. Allah Ta'ala is saying, when they didn't take heed of all the reminders we sent, what we did? Then we opened the floodgates of every type of wealth for them. We opened every type of wealth. Now they got palatial homes, they got exotic cars, they're wearing designer clothing and first class flights and overseas exotic destination holidays, and they're living the best life. And حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. And they're very happy with life. They say, hey, you know what? I'm not reading namaz too, but everything's working out. I think I'm okay, you know. If Allah wasn't happy with me, I would have caught it long time. But things are working out, so I can carry on. Nothing's going to happen to me. This is a state of deception. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهُ يُعْتِ الْعَبْدِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى مَعَاصِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ. When you see Allah Ta'ala giving a person more and more dunya that he loves, even though he's doing all the wrong things, then this is istidraj from Allah. What is istidraj? Istidraj is where Allah gives you more and more rope to go and hang yourself. A person is getting this wealth, he thinks, hey, so nice, I'm getting it, Allah must be happy with me, you know, I'm in interest, but I'm still, my business is fine. This person is like a rat, and that wealth is like the cheese. When a person wants to catch a rat, he puts cheese. The rat comes out every night, he has a nibble of the cheese, and he thinks, hey, I'm a rat, I'm causing so much damage in this house. Hey, but this man likes me so much, he's putting cheese for me. He doesn't know the man is putting cheese, why? So one day when you take a bite of the cheese, that trap will snap on his neck. Allah Ta'ala says, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَاهُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. That man is going deeper and deeper, because this wealth is not taking him closer to Allah. This wealth is taking him further and further away from Allah. So this wealth is like rope, more and more rope to hang himself. Until finally, when that stick of Allah falls and that punishment comes, Allah Ta'ala says, Mubli soon. Then that man will be on his knees in desperation. He won't know what happened to me. Where this azab came, he won't know. So the solution to all problems in our life is what? Is istighfar. All the problems in our life, the first thing we must do is istighfar. Whether it is a problem in our business, in our home, we need to make a lot and lot of istighfar. A person came to Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi. He told him, you know what? My business is not working out. I got poverty. Make istighfar. Hasan Basri told him, make istighfar. Then another person came. I don't have any children. How many years I married? No children. He told him, make istighfar. Then a third person came. He had his own problem. The crops are not growing on my farm. He told him, make istighfar. Now the people say, hey, you know what, these Maulanas, only one story they know. Everything make istighfar, nothing else they know. So somebody came to ask Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. So many people came, diverse problems. Everybody, you got only one thing, istighfar. Like, I remember there was one doctor, people didn't want to go to him. They said, no matter what problem you got, he only gives that pink tablet. Everybody same pink tablet. I don't think the genius is a Hong Kong doctor. So they said, Hasan Basri, everybody istighfar. Must be, you don't know his work. Somebody came and asked Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, you're telling everybody make istighfar. He said, this is not something from my own side. This is in the Quran Majid. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, what he told his people? Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghafara. Make istighfar. Allah will forgive you. Then he told him, if you make istighfar, what will happen? Yursili sama'a alaykum idrara. Allah will send the rain. Your drought will go away. Wa yumdidkum bi amwal. Allah will give you money. Your poverty will go away. Wabaneen, you don't have children, Allah will give you children. Wajannat, wayaj'al lakum anhara, your crops are not growing. Everything Allah will take care of if you just make istighfar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif, man lazim al istighfar, the person who holds firmly to istighfar, all the time making istighfar. As Abu Huraira radiallahu an, every day, more than 1,000 istighfar, every single day. How much istighfar are we supposed to be making? So Rasulullah said, the person who holds on istighfar, he will enjoy three things. Istighfar, you will enjoy three things. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِن كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. Every problem you got, every tangi you got, Allah will give you a way out. Allah will give you the answer, solution. Allah will give you an escape from all your problems. And وَمِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. Every source of anxiety, every stress you got, Allah will give you relief from all your stress. People are stressed. My daughter can't get married. My daughter is divorced. My son can't get married. My son is on drugs. This problem, that problem. How many problems? Everybody got problems. Who doesn't have problems? Allah Ta'ala will give you a solution to every stress. And وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah Ta'ala will give you your rosy from avenues where you can't imagine. Last thing we'll conclude. We spoke about the heart becoming black and hard. And when the heart becomes black and hard, then nothing can penetrate that heart. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in Surah Hadid. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those people who have iman, is it not time that their hearts must become humble and receptive to the reminders of Allah? We're sitting in a bayan, we can feel a small stirring in the heart. It comes in our mind, you know what? That haram I'm involved in, I think I should leave it out now. I think it's time I change my life. When is a person going to take heed? Allah Ta'ala then says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Don't become like the Ahlul Kitab before. We explained already how they would behave. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. Allah Ta'ala says, a long time passed. We gave them chance. But فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts became hard. But the next ayat, what Allah Ta'ala says? In the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala gives hope. Because Islam is a deen of hope. No matter how far a person is from Allah, the doors of mercy are always open, especially in Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala gives hope. Allah Ta'ala says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. If a land is barren, it's dead, nothing is growing. Allah can give life to that dead land and make things grow. So how a person's heart has become dead, become black, even that person, there's hope for him, provided he turns to Allah and he wants Allah Ta'ala to help him. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to stay away from all types of sins. Sins are a recipe for difficulty in this world and the next. When a person gets involved in sins, Allah Ta'ala save us, save our family, save the whole community. When a person goes down this road of sin, then where that road can take him, Allah alone knows. One incident, then we'll conclude. It is mentioned there was a muazzin in the city of Baghdad. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi mentions this incident. He gave azan for 40 years. What a great ibadat and contribution and service for deen. 40 years he gave the azan. But why are you mentioning this incident? To mention one important point, don't think any sin is small. Sometimes we think, no, this is a small sin. You know, I'll get away, nothing will happen. Kuch nahi hoga. Don't think any sin is small. This muazzin one day climbed up the minara to call out the azan. And from the top, he had a good view. He looked into the neighbor's yard, and the neighbor was a Christian. He saw that Christian daughter. And as his gaze fell on her, he fell in love. He fell in love, he almost fell down from that minaret. Anyway, he came down, he went to that girl. He told her, I'm in love with you, I want to be with you. She says, no, you are a Muslim, I'm a Christian, we can't be together. And I don't want to become a Muslim. He said, fine, I leave Islam, I'm a Christian. Na'uzu billah. The love of this girl, what he did? She told him, I don't believe you. You aren't sincere. You're just saying that because you want to be with me. Prove to me that you are a Christian. He said, what you want me to do? She said, here's some wine and here's some pork. Drink the wine and eat the pork, then I'll believe you. Then he drank the wine and he ate the pork. She tells him, right, if you want to be with me, you must make nikah. My father is a priest. When he comes, we will make nikah. What you do? Go on the roof and you wait for me there. This man, first time in his life, he drank wine. He went on the roof. He was tipsy. He fell and he died. He died with kufr on his tongue, with wine and pork in his belly. But this is the result of the destruction and the destructive effect of sin. We cannot regard any sin as small. We don't know which sin can catch us at the time of death. What can happen to us? Allah Ta'ala save us all from sins. Allah Ta'ala grant us barakat. Allah Ta'ala save us from calamities. Allah Ta'ala grant us happiness in our homes and relationships. And Allah Ta'ala grant us an ending on iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.